Well, the Russian Prime Minister warns the U.S. Moscow will treat any further sanctions as an open declaration of economic war.
If they introduce something like a ban on banking operations or the use of any currency, we will treat it as a declaration of economic war and we'll have to respond to it accordingly.
Medvedev noted that Russia is ready to take any means necessary, including economic or political retaliations. Tensions between Moscow and Washington have escalated over Russia's alleged involvement in the poisoning of a former Russian double agent in the UK. On Wednesday, the U.S. State Department introduced a new round of sanctions on Russia. The Kremlin has denounced the restrictions as unacceptable and illegal.
Russia has railed at the United States for imposing new sanctions on Moscow. Washington says the bans are placed over the poisoning of a former Russian spy on UK soil. The Kremlin spokesman says the sanctions are absolutely unacceptable.
Such sanctions, as well as those that were adopted by the US side earlier, in our understanding and in our conviction, are absolutely illegal and not in accordance with international law.
Dmitry Peskov says Russia strongly rejects all allegations of involvement in the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter. He says the accusations must end. The Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman has warned that Moscow would take countermeasures against the new U.S. sanctions.
The Russian side has warned on numerous occasions that the policy of force and ultimatums is worthless and counterproductive. The Russian side will start to work on retaliatory measures to unfriendly moves made by Washington.
Maria Zakharova says Washington imposed the sanctions under a false pretext. On Wednesday, the U.S. State Department accused Russia of violating international law and announced that the sanctions would be imposed under a chemical and biological warfare law. The first round of sanctions, which takes effect on August 22nd, puts restrictions on Moscow's access to U.S. financial services as well as to certain technologies that could be used for military purposes. Washington says the second set of sanctions will be imposed if Russia fails to take certain measures over a period of 90 days to assure the U.S. that it would not use chemical weapons.
The ones in November would require the president to downgrade or suspend our diplomatic relations with Russia, to virtually cut off all exports and imports between the United States and Russia, and to ban the flights of Aeroflot, the Russian national airline, to the United States. These are the, especially the downgrading of diplomatic ties. This is something that you do when you're getting close to war with another country.
The United Kingdom has welcomed the U.S. move, saying the response sends an unequivocal message to Russia that its provocation would not go unchallenged. The row started in March when the Skripals were hospitalized for exposure to a military-grade nerve agent. London was quick to point the finger at Moscow. Its Western allies, including the U.S., followed suit. As a result, relations between Russia and the West hit a new low. More than 20 countries expelled Russian envoys in solidarity with the U.K. Russia has repeatedly said London has provided no evidence of Russian involvement in the attack. Moscow has also asked Britain to launch a joint U.K.-Russian investigation into the incident, a request that has been turned down by London.